Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets in the law prophesied up to the time of John. If you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear the gospel of the Lord." The letter of Timothy says, "Let us live justly and devoutly in this age." So the Lord has come. He is the one who prepared already for us the way. So we don't have to wait. For the Jews, they're still waiting for the Elijah to come, the Messiah. For them, it's not yet. But for us, Jesus Christ himself is the Messiah. He came. And St. Paul invites us to live justly and devoutly in this age. We have to thank the Lord. They give us all the graces. So utilize all the means that we can be holy, especially the Word of God and the Eucharist. So the Word of God in the Mass every day on a daily basis, just take one or two phrases. It's good enough for nutrition. And especially the Eucharist, receive Jesus with heart, not just as a usual casual thing. It's very special because Jesus considers special, but most of the time we do not do it. That's why Jesus complained once to Sister Faustina, "Many people receive me in communion as if receiving nothing. They don't share any emotion, any care that I am with him." So in the future, let us take more attention. When we receive the Holy Communion, pay attention, more quiet, stay with him. That Jesus needs our prayer. That's why at the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked the three disciples, they were sleeping, and he asked, "Friends, can you stay with me for an hour?"